Madagay, Gimbe, Bidipi, Baray. That means welcome friends to Biripi country, and it is on behalf of the Biripi people who stayed into this land. I would like to pay respect to the elders both past and present, and extend that respect to all listeners of King's Kids.
Hello, I'm Heidi, and welcome back to King's Kids, where Aboriginal evangelist Tony Dennison shares from his personal experiences of God. Have you ever heard someone say, "I've been praying for this or that for so many years and God didn't answer, so I've given up asking"? Today, Tony explains what might be happening and why it seems like God has turned a deaf ear.
Today, I want to talk about God always answers prayer. Sometimes the answer is yes, sometimes the answer is no, but sometimes the answer is ongoing. It doesn't come straight away. And the problem is with most Christians is they ask God for something and they don't get it. They chuck a two-year-old tantrum and they get cranky with God. They blame God. They accuse God of dropping the ball and they don't stop and think why they didn't get the answer. Sometimes we don't get an answer because God is testing us to see if we're going to be faithful, see if we're going to continue to love him, to see if we're going to continue to praise him. Because if we can't praise God and love and worship him when things are going bad, or when we think things are going bad, then if we only praise God and give him the worship and the praise and the glory when our life is on top of the world, on top of the mountain, when things are going good, then we're fair-weathered Christians. We don't hang in there during the tough times. And I'm reminded of myself that over 30 years ago, when I was in a prison, and I had this dream, and it occurred three times. I'll tell you the dream, and then I'll give you my interpretation. I was standing on a platform of a railway station, and I was waiting for the train to come, and three gunmen came through the crowd and shot me in the face three times. Now, I fell to the ground as if dead, and then while I was laying on the ground, Jesus came and stood beside me, picked me up, and he took me into heaven, and he showed me in the spirit things that I would be doing for him. And I assumed that these things were going to happen straight away. But that was 30 years ago, and I'm still waiting for it to happen. But what the Lord showed me was that I'd be preaching the gospel around the world to different nations in stadiums packed full of people. And what God showed me was that miracles would occur. The blind would see, the deaf would heal, the cripple would run, and even the dead will be raised. God showed me these things, and he showed me three times in a dream. And then when I awoke, I remember asking many men of faith over the years their interpretation of the dreams. And I believed not long ago that God gave me that interpretation. The interpretation was that being shot and falling down as if dead occurred three times. Well, what God showed me was from that was that three times in my Christian walk that I would be so disappointed in God or so disappointed in people in the church that I would give up on God and almost walk away and give up on my faith. And after the third time, the resurrection would take place in the sense that I would no longer be the person lying on the platform. I was the person that God picked up and stood beside me. And when I push into God in the last days, God would use me mightily as a spearhead to take the gospel to the nations. Now, the reason I can say that to you is because I spend about 4 to 5 hours in prayer a day. And sometimes God speaks to me often, every day. And one of the things God's been saying to me lately is, when I pray for other people and when I pray for myself and pray for friends, and the answer doesn't seem to come straight away. And I say to God, "Well, what are you doing? You said you was going to heal this person. And, you know, here it is 6 months later, they're still not healed." And you see, God's way of doing things is not my way. You know what God said to me? He said, "Tony, as the heavens are higher than the earth, my ways are higher than yours." And he said, "Be still and know that I am God. Know that I am a God that doesn't tell lies. Know that I am a God who is the same yesterday, today and tomorrow." But my ways are higher than your ways. And that tells me that God's not going to do it Tony Dennison's way. He will do it his way. According to his will and perfect plan, God will do it his way all the time. And he's never late. And he's always on time. Because recently we've been praying for a friend of mine, and her son has a huge lump, a huge bone growing out the side of his head and growing in, putting a lot of pressure on him. And his mother kept saying, no, God's going to heal him. God's going to heal him. You know, he's not having an operation. We're just going to believe for God to heal him. And like a good Christian brother, I stood with my sister and I prayed and I prayed till I was black in the face. Just prayed and prayed and prayed. Petitioned God day and night. And you know what? That lump didn't go down. That lump didn't move an inch. Didn't move 1 centimetre. But you see, the only way we can move God is by faith. And so you're standing on your faith, trusting God to deliver. So she took her son to John Under Hospital. You know, he just hates in those machines, you know, where they do CAT scans and stuff like that. First time they tried to put him in there, he bit and he hit and he kicked. Then they had to sedate him to do it. But after all the tests was complete, the specialist said there's only one thing left to do, we need to operate. So the simple solution was to say, God, why couldn't you heal him? God made the earth. God put all the stars in place, the trees in place. He's put everything in place. And you think, to take this bone out of this man's head and shrink the cancer and make him normal wouldn't be an effort for God. He could do it before he got out of bed. We know God doesn't even sleep. But he could have done it just like that, like clicking your fingers. But he didn't. It didn't say God didn't answer the prayer. We just kept praying and praying and praying and believing. You see, when the going gets tough, I learned a long time ago is that the tough get going. And that means if things don't look like they're going your way, you don't give up. You hang in there. You hang in there. And no matter how many times you get defeated or you feel defeated, and I tell you what, when the going gets real tough, you got to be very careful because the enemy, Satan, loves to come along and whisper in your ear. He says things like, well, what did you do wrong today? God's not answering your prayer. You're not God's favorite anymore. He's not wasting his time with you because you won't get your life right. You Satan will come along and whisper in your ear, whisper sweet nothings. It takes a lot of discipline to realize that Satan is the one whispering and it's not of God. Because God is true to his word. God will answer all your prayers. And sometimes we have to accept that it's no. His answer is no. That's not good for us. And you say, well, why wouldn't God give us everything we want? Well, I got a 10-month-old grandson crawling around the floor at the moment into everything. And I know letting him play with a hot iron is not good for him. I know letting him pick up some Drano out of the cupboard and open the lid and swallow it's not going to be good for him. And as I know these things, God knows in heaven that if he gives us everything we ask for and everything we want, it's not going to be good for us. And you see, so what happened? Oh, I'm coming to my point here. That after Chris went and had his operation, his case manager said, look, he's going to be gone for 6 months to recuperate and to recover. And we won't bring him home until he's fully recovered. So make allowances that he'll be gone for 6 months. You see, when we realised that we couldn't avoid the operation unless we got a miracle that God was actually going to heal him before the day of the operation, then we had to go along with God's will, not my will, not Elsie's will, but God's will. So we said, God, you're going to do this operation, but you're God willing, he'll be home by the end of the week. And that's a miracle because everybody said he'll be gone 6 months. It was a major operation on his head. They're going to take a huge lump and a bone out of his head and replace it, clean it up, test it, put a steel plate in there. And that's a major operation for a young person, but Chris is in his 50s. And you know what happened, folks? He had the operation on Monday. On Tuesday, he was sitting up eating the feed. And if you ever seen Chris eat, I tell you what, It hadn't slowed him down one little bit. And you know what? He was home on Friday. What's that, 4 days? I'm a black fella, I can't add up. But Monday to Friday be 4 days since the operation. He was home and he's recuperating at home. See, that's God. He answered the prayer. He didn't answer it the way we wanted, complete instant healing, but the operation went ahead and God's still healing him. That's a miracle. And so when we talk about ministry, going to the world, God promised me that I would preach around the world. I know I'm going to be there one day in person. But you know what? Because of King's Kids, because of the internet, because of radio, because of our webpage, I am being heard around the world. And you want to know how I know that? Because 2 weeks ago, I got an email from a lady in Canada who actually went onto my webpage and listened to it, listened to some sermons, actually wrote me an email because all my details are on my webpage. And she said to me, she said, Tony, she said, I believe in God, I believe in Jesus, I believe in angels. But she said, I can't believe there's a devil and I can't believe there's a hell. And as quick as a flash, I said, you go to my webpage, you'll find a sermon in there somewhere that'll fit your needs. And then a few days later, I got an email back saying, well, I heard the sermon and you changed my mind. So God is so good that even someone halfway around the world could have a question for this old black fella on King's Kids and get the answer through previous sermons that we preached on King's Kids. And it's all there on the webpage. And I know many a times in my life that I've asked God for things and I've never got the answer straight away. But it doesn't mean I give up. It doesn't mean that I stop praying. See, one of the things that I've been praying for the last couple of years is to have a wife to be with me in ministry, have a wife to be there. And I know God has picked somebody out. He's handpicked out a precious jewel that'll be perfect for the job. But you see, when you put an ad in the paper and you advertise for a position vacant, you know, whether it's a plumber or electrician, you always get many applicants. And not all those applicants are suited for the job. So when you put an ad in your heart out there for God to give you somebody, the old devil will send invitations along. And I always said to somebody, you might have to kiss a few frogs before you get your princess. But you see, if you're patient and you wait, God will bring the perfect person along. Because if you don't, mate, you're heading for trouble. You're heading for trouble. This old black fella is no exception. For a long time there, I thought God had gave me someone. But now, see, as you get to know somebody, you know them by their fruits. And some of the people, since I've been asking God to give me a wife, and some of the people that have come across my path, mate, I tell you what, some of them wouldn't know God if you bit them on the leg. Some of them say they are Christians, but they didn't even know who Jesus was when we had a cup of coffee. And the other thing is, you know, I said you'll know them by their fruits. And some of these people that I've met who claim to be Christians could stand in the middle of Growers Market with a handful of $100 bills and still come away with no fruit, because they don't know Jesus. And I tell you what, if you know Jesus and have a relationship with him, the fruit will always follow. You will always recognize a Christian by their fruit. And it's not a bag of apples under their hands when they come out of the Growers Market, or you know, a bag of oranges or whatever's in season. But when you follow Jesus, the fruits will follow. That's love, joy, mercy. All of these things that the Bible talks about, the fruits of the Spirit, will be in that person's life. And when you meet that person, you will know, because God will give you a peace in your heart, and God will put a love in their heart for you and a love in your heart for them, and you will have peace. But if you don't have peace in your heart about any decision that you're asking God for, whether it's a new car, whether it's a promotion at work, or whether it's, should I go on a holiday? Or where should I go on a holiday? If you hand it over to God and ask God for his advice, ask God for an answer, you'll always have God's peace, especially when it comes to anything in your everyday life, because you know what? God actually really cares about you. He cares about you as an individual. How do I know that God cares about you as an individual? Because he says this in his word. He said, I know how many hairs there are on your head. God says, I can count the sand, the grain of sands on a beach. God says, when you come to be a Christian, I've written your name on the palm of my hand. So that means God knows you're an individual, and God knows that you love him and he loves him. God is a God of grace, mercy, and love. God's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And he will never let you down. He will always answer your prayers. We just might not like the answer.
I set out on a narrow way many years ago, hoping I would find true love along the broken road. But I got lost a time or two. I wiped my brow and kept pushing through. I couldn't see how every sign pointed straight to you. And every long, lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were just northern stars pointing me on my way into your love. Me straight to you. I think about the years I spent just passing through. I'd like to take the time I lost and give it back to you. But you just smile and take my all part of this grander plan that is coming true. And every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were just northern stars pointing me on my way into your love.
Selah with God Bless the Broken Road. We humans are so frail, we expect everything yesterday, but God is patient with us and teaches us that sometimes we need to wait for the answer. A bit like when Jesus waited 4 days to go and see Lazarus when he was sick, but in the meantime Lazarus died. Why didn't Jesus go straight away when he heard that Lazarus was gravely ill? Jesus said it was to glorify God, and he proceeded to raise Lazarus from the dead. God's perspective is so different from ours. Over the last 2 weeks, Tony shared a different perspective on Aboriginal spirituality. And before we go today, he has some more to say on the Dreamtime and other Aboriginal beliefs.
You know what the best part about being a Christian and reading the Word of God every day? You know the outcome. You know the outcome. You know the victory is ours because the victory was won at the cross of Calvary. So we don't have to worry about who's going to win this battle in the end between God and Satan, because Jesus made a mockery of him when he rose from the dead at Calvary. God is so good. If you let Jesus Christ into your heart, and I mean really let him into your heart, something's got to give. Something will change. Most religions try to change you from the outside in, but Jesus Christ allows the Holy Spirit to come in and they change you from the inside. This old black fella and other black fellas that I know that get saved, a lot of black fellas go back to the world. You know why? Because white fellas who lead them to the Lord missionaries don't understand the principle. You got to cut off the ancestry. You got to go back and cut off the sins of the father that's been handed down from generation to generation. And you got to get rid of that Dreamtime spirit out of them. You know, I talk in schools and I talk to organisations all over. And, mate, you should see the look on them white fellas' faces and black fellas' faces when I tell them the Dreamtime is it. All it is a Dreamtime because it's full of demonic practices. A lot of it has nothing to do with God. The Dreamtime talks about they have their version of God, Buami, the rainbow serpent, and they have three gods, just like the Bible does. Satan is a liar. He's a scumbag. He's a counterfeiter. And all he's trying to do with these nations like the Aboriginal people and the people in Africa, all he tries to do is imitate God. And he gives them what they want. Satan's full of it. He's a liar. He's a thief. He can't be trusted. And I tell you what, when you meet people that are in religion, when you see their behaviour, it's not HDS, it's called demonic spirits. It's not schizophrenia, it's demonic spirits. When you look at their behaviour, it's just the way Satan behaves. And Christians ought to be praying every day. Fight back the tide of darkness. Stand shoulder to shoulder and pray for your fellow man. Pray for your neighbour, especially if they're not saved. Pray for your family if they're not saved. You know, somebody prayed for me for 14 years before I got saved. Every day. And I was only saying the other day, I'm really grateful for that person to pray for me because, you know what, I was a bad egg before God got hold of me. God saved me from myself because I was so full of hate and destruction. And Jesus came in and filled that void. When human beings are made, there's a little gap inside of them, and it's empty. And I know that one of the angels might have said to God, you know, you lift a little bit out. There's a little empty space in that human when you made him. And you know what God would have said to that angel? That's not an empty space. That's where I belong. That little space is for me. When I knock on the door and they open the door and let me come in, that's where I live. And you know what, if you're not saved, no matter how much money you got, no matter how many possessions you have, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour, there's always a little emptiness. There's always a little void inside of you that you can't fill. We're humans, we're made to love. We need to be loved. And when Jesus comes in and fills that little void, he brings his love, his grace, his mercy, and all of the good things that we ever wanted. And he fills that little empty space that somebody thought was a mistake when God made us. It was never a mistake because God left that little emptiness so that he can come in and fill it and be with us. And he says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you for the rest of your lives. Once he moves in that little place and sets up house, You know, he's got the welcome mat out. I live here. He got a little light there and it says that Jesus lives here. And the red light from Satan is gone. The blue light is from God because he loves you so much. You know how much you ask me, say, hey, black fella, hey, pastor, how much does God love me? And I'll stretch out my arms and say this much. When they hung him on a cross, he died for us. I love to tell people Jesus beat the devil with his old stick. He beat him when they nailed him to the cross. See, Satan thought he was going to win when he killed Jesus. But little did he know, he was sucker punched from the word go. He was fulfilling God's plan from the beginning. And God is God. And I love him with all my heart. And we here at King's Kid Minute, we love you as God loves us. We want to be there for you. Pick up the phone and ring us. Talk to us. Send us an email. Contact us on our webpage. If you've got a need, we want to be there for you. If you need a prayer for a loved one, we want to do it for you. If you need a prayer for someone to be saved, we want to do it for you. You know why we want to do it? Because as Jeff Fenwick would say, I love yous all. We love yous. And we want to pray for you because God loves you and we care about you. We mightn't know you, but we love you because God has given us the ability to love you. And if it wasn't for God, a lot of people out there, you take a look at them and say, geez, I couldn't love that fella. But you know what? Love overcomes all. Love will overcome all the time because God is love.
As Tony said, you can check out King's Kids Ministries online at kingskidsministries.org and listen or download today's or previous radio programs. Or contact Tony direct on 0427 839 474. That's 0427 839 474. Thanks for joining us today. Next week, we'll start airing the episodes that feature Tony's life story, how as a bank robber, part owner of a brothel, and a gun-toting bad guy, God took hold of him one night while he was running from the police. These episodes give a fascinating look into God's transforming power in a life that desperately needed him. Don't miss this six-week series that started off King's Kids radio program. I'm Heidi, and on behalf of Tony and the King's Kids team, bye for now and see you next week. King's Kids is produced in the studios of Rema FM, Port Macquarie.